Well, I think there are two benefits of this responsiveness to the initiatives of his own people. One is that it has encouraged and has retained people who were interested in and able to stretch out the domain of political science very widely. Mm-hmm. And yet, this is the second, I think, distinctive feature of our department. It has avoided the kind of deep and permanent splits that mm-hmm. one finds in some of the really great departments of political science, like Berkeley, for example, where people are formed into factions that regard some of their colleagues as mm-hmm. doing unproductive lines of things. I don't think that that harmful form of divergence is to be found in our department through the whole time I've been here. I think faculty meet, department faculty meetings and executive committee meetings alike are conducted with the most extraordinary individuality of the members. I've appreciated that when I've been working now in my second career as a woodworker with a group of 12 artists. They're just as individual as the political scientists. Mm-hmm. But and the department meetings are not unsimilar. We talk about whom we should add. They're not unsimilar to the exec committee meetings of political science. Mm-hmm. But things stretch out. It takes more waste talk among the artists than it did among the political scientists. And I think the willingness to consider all of these differences and try to make sense out of a common course is a very fruitful, nurturing kind of environment. And I have limited inside experience of other political science departments, but the stories that I have heard while I was mingling with them suggested that this is a very unique atmosphere.
How do you account for that? I mean, what?
It's got to be. I think it's there are several elements of it that are institutional. One is the idea that anybody can become a chair of the department, and that with very few exceptions, the tenure of the chair is 3 years and no more. So there can't be these sort of monarchy where you spend a long period of time and you get a vested interest in the thing. And certainly the budget process has something to do with it, where everybody states his case and then we all join in making judgments about how a portion of the raise money is going to be given out. I've got to say that, you know, the outsider thinks of a tenured faculty position as you've got yours now, you don't have to worry. It's absolutely different from my experience when I made my annual submission of why I deserved a raise. I felt, and this lasted the whole year, more incentive from the institution to produce than I can imagine any other system producing. It's just extremely motivating where the criterion is actual production and not status bank. Mm-hmm. So I think those two things have been very very fruitful. And I'm not sure I know the whole explanation.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything we haven't asked that we should have?
I think I stuck it in.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground, then, and this concludes our
You did very well to draw me out this much, because I was really afraid that I've been out so long, you know, with the internal leadership of the department, the role of the chair. It so happened that Ralph Hewitt and I believe, got faculty status the same year. In any event, the department decided, for reasons that I don't know, that Ralph would be promoted to tenure a year before me.
Uh-huh.
And I was in India when I got this news, and I'm, you know, relatively naive or innocent about these things. I don't think about it much, but Bill Young decided that I was going to be very concerned about this. When I got back from India, Bill Young asked me to go down to Rennebaum's, which was then at Park University, and take coffee every morning about 10 o'clock for the whole, every morning for the whole year until my tenure came through. Now, that is just a tremendous investment in keeping the morale.
My goodness.
Fellow. And he is a hard-boiled guy.
Yes, he is.
So I appreciate it all the more. And, you know, there was never anything said. It was just, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee.
That's a lovely story to add to the Bill Young dossier.